Reading. If you want to acquire writing skills in English, try to write as often as you can. One way to do this is to write an extremely short story, ESS. The ESS is a story or essay written in exactly 50 words. The idea was proposed by Professor Peter Hassel of Zayed University in the United Arab Emirates. Here is what he says. All you need to do is write anything you want to write about. You can write fiction, stories, nonfiction, facts, or even things that are nos y nos. Use the word count on your computer to check. Remember, the title and author's name are extra. There are 50 words here. This limitation on the number of words is very important, because it stimulates students to manipulate English structurally so they can express themselves in the given number of words. If you are one word over or short, you have to deal with the problem. I would becomes I'd, I like becomes I'm fond of. Making the most of your lexical and grammatical knowledge. Writing a 50-word piece is a good exercise for Japanese students to learn how to express themselves in English. When I was actively teaching, I introduced the idea to my students. They instantly showed interest and wrote me their stories. Here is one of the first extremely short stories written in Japan. Because of you. My voice does not mean anything. My thoughts do not mean anything. Nobody cares about me. But you treat me as something special. Because of you, I can smile. Because of you, I can feel safe and protected. Everything is because of you. Mom, I'm here because of you. As these stories show, students can get excited about using English to express their feelings and thoughts. Some said that while writing stories about themselves and their surroundings, they discovered that they could say in English what they couldn't have said in Japanese. This can be interpreted as a good example of their awakened awareness of English as an additional language. The writer of this piece said that English made it possible for her to develop her ideas about her mom and herself and put them into words. She said she would have been too shy to say that in Japanese. Interestingly, the 50-word rule seems to enable non-native speakers to compete with native speakers to a significant extent. Students from English-speaking countries often say that many Japanese stories are more impressive than their own. Why not write an ESS every day for a semester or two? Don't be afraid of making mistakes in grammar and vocabulary. Just keep writing whatever you want to say, however limited your proficiency may be right now. Someday, you will be surprised to find what a remarkable command of English you have developed.